The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. There's been a lot of progress in the fight against AIDS over the past 30 years, but as we observe the 30th World AIDS Day on December 1st, people were still dying from the disease, and others are newly infected every day. But as VOA's Carol Pearson reports, we have the tools to end the epidemic, so why haven't we?
Fear, stigma, and ignorance. The World Health Organization says these are the reasons the AIDS epidemic is not over, because doctors can treat HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. With treatment, no one needs to die from AIDS, and those with the virus can't give it to someone else. In addition, with prevention therapy, no one needs to get infected. Dr. Jared Baton, an HIV specialist at the University of Washington, says even with these tools, we're not there yet.
Because the ability to deliver those at the scale with the coverage needed to be able to get HIV to go away is not nearly where it should be.
Nearly a million people still die every year from AIDS. Professor Stephanie Strathdy at the University of California, San Diego, says one of the biggest challenges is that HIV often affects people on the fringes of some societies around the world.
There's populations at risk for HIV infection all over the world that are underserved, and these include injection drug users and sex workers in particular.
It also includes men who have sex with men, transgender people, prisoners, and the sexual partners of these people. Professor Strathdy says people who are hungry or need shelter are more concerned with their immediate needs than they are about HIV.
My research and research in this field really shows that you need to address the whole person and their needs in order to address HIV as one of their health concerns.
Strathdy says unless this happens, countries will have to bear the heavy social and economic burdens of AIDS. In addition, Baton says testing and treatment will have to be available to everyone.
The biggest thing that we've learned for preventing HIV in the last decades is that there is no magic bullet. But you put a whole bunch of really good things together, and it has exactly the kind of impact that a magic bullet would give you.
Scientists say using these tools, educating people, and getting more people into treatment will reduce stigma. And then, when a vaccine comes along, we can finally put an end to AIDS. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.